Thanks for having me on, Sean.
Truly appreciate it. Thank you. Art for Good. I love the concept behind it. Maybe you can explain to our listeners what exactly it's all about.
So we are an artist agency that creates fundraisers for nonprofits and charities using art from living artists, in living Alberta artists. And the reason we do that is the dead ones don't need the money.
Of course.
There's been a real disconnect. I come from Rotary and Kiwanis. I had the good fortune to be elected treasurer and the misfortune to be re-elected treasurer a number of times in those organizations. And fundraising is always a challenge. And I've often had art given as donations, you know, for fundraisers for those organizations. But it's always kind of bugged me that we don't make the most of it. And so, for example, you'll get what should be a $500 piece of art going for $25 on the, you know, silent auction table.
Yeah, you see that all the time, too, right? And it just breaks your heart. So I often will go back to that silent auction item and just go, you know, let's jack that up a little bit, because that painting's worth so much more than what it's going for. And the last thing you want to do is see the artist make nothing and the charity make nothing.
Well, exactly. It's a lose-lose proposition. Whereas with just a little bit of promotion and education, people start to understand the value that they're getting. And then also the thing that I've noted is what I call the art plus heart effect, where if you take a piece of art, and we deal with prints, right, it's reproductions, you can sell more of them and at as high a price or a higher price than normal, because they're associated with a good cause. Right. People will give themselves that little bit of indulgence when they know the money is going to, you know, solve poverty or build a new kids camp or, you know, give a bunch of kids musical instruments than if they're just buying it from a store for their own indulgence.
Right. And this all started with a fundraiser for Ukraine.
That's right. It was last year that we had this funny thing. I'm a Twitterati.
So am I.
Or whatever. Yeah.
That's where you and I have met. So.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's great for that. And so Darren Markland, Dr. Markland, takes these fantastic pictures of the river valley at impossible hours of the morning and evening as he's on his way on his bicycle to the Emerge. He takes these great pictures, and so I had started messing around with them. I've got all sorts of digital art tools from making, you know, album covers and stuff, right? Mostly I'm the musician. But I played around them. People really liked them and started asking where they could buy them. And so I reached out to Darren and said, hey, Darren, would you be okay if we used this to raise money for Ukraine? My wife's family is Ukrainian. They called off a trip to Kyiv because of the war. And so we were very anxious to raise money for humanitarian support. And so we did it. We took 10 pictures of Darren's and I messed with them. I did my digital vandalism and put them up to see which ones people liked, which was a very smart idea because we had it entirely wrong. We had picked three pictures we were going to go with. We wanted to have four. We couldn't decide on the fourth, so we decided to put it out for a vote. And it turns out that there was only one of the four that people wanted. Picked three others. Anyway, we ended up selling almost 700 prints.
Wow.
Raised enough money to pay shipping on a sea container to Poland full of stuff from Stelmach, the Kazakh campaign.
That's amazing. Holy cow. When people see what the charity is, it's a lot easier to donate and to buy.
Exactly. And, you know, we can deliver really good value. The thing that really opened my eyes was the extent to which we could have funds for a good cause and still pay the artists and still have a business, right? Like there's very good margin in these art products, which from the perspective of trying to raise money, it's exactly what you want.
So you're looking for artists now to team up with you, are you? Or
we are looking for both artists and organizations that artists that are interested in, you know, putting their stuff up for charitable use. But also knowing that we are there to support their career, pay them, and make sure that the prices that they're seeing in the marketplace are supported and improved. From the perspective of the organizations, we've put in some wrinkles to take away the risk from any particular campaign. So we have two things. One is we share the hits. So we ask every organization to specify how much money they want. If we raise more than that, we're going to take that, put it into a fund that helps the ones that are underperforming so that any given campaign, we're sharing the risk among all the campaigns. And then we're also doing another thing, which is that every person who buys can specify which cause they want to support. And if they're supporting another one because they like the art, it's okay, because we're going to split the proceeds between the organization that put up the art they like and then the organization that they want to support. Yeah, it's always a trying to make this work financially so that we can forget about money and just do art.
So if I'm a charity organization or an artist and I want to get involved, how do I do that?
Our website, our new website is up at artforgood.ca, and it's numeral four, so artforgood.ca. And we have intakes for organizations and artists right on the front page. We're looking for as many artists and as many organizations as want to get going in campaigns in this fall and moving forward, with the hope that we'll be doing about 200 a year.
Love it. Arts, the number four, good.ca. David, thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you around town.